This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Tuloy-tuloy lang po tayo dito sa ating programang Barangay New Zealand sa Free FM 89.0 at pwede rin pong mapakinggan webcasting sa www.freefm.org.nz. At kung meron po kayong mga comments, questions, or suggestions, pwede nyo pong i-email sa akin sa barangaynz@gmail.com. Ako po inyong kaibigan sa Impapawid, ang inyong Direk Rene, dito po sa ating programang Barangay New Zealand.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Tayo ng magkape at pandasal. Ito po si Cardinal Chito Tagle ng Manila. Pagnilayan po natin, patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Patahimikin ang hangin at dagat. Kaya ba nga natin gawin yun? Hindi ba si Jesus lamang ang nakagawa niyan? Nang gilalas ang mga alagad, natakot nang mapatahimik niya ang mabangis na hangin at dagat. Magagawa ba natin yun? Hindi natin mapapantayan o magagaya ang ginawa ni Jesus. Subalit sa ating sariling kakayanan, may magagawa tayo. Ang hangin ay pabigat ng pabigat at parumi ng parumi. Sumisigaw na ang hangin dahil hindi na niya gusto ang sarili niyang amoy. Tatahimik ang hangin kung hindi natin siya bubugahan ng usok, mataas na karbon at masangsang na amoy ng ating basura. Nangangalit ang dagat dahil hinahaluan natin ang kanyang magandang mundo sa kalaliman ng plastic, basura at lasong kemikal. Tatahimik ang dagat kung igagalang at aalagaan natin ito. O Diyos, salamat sa hangin at dagat. Patawad po sa aming pagsira sa kanila. Amen.
Puri sa Panginoon, nagdadala.
Magandang hapon, minamahal ko mga kabarangay. Ako po inyong Kuya Rene, inyong Direk Rene dito po sa ating programang Barangay New Zealand. At sa mga panahon na ito, na Anzac Day dito po sa Aotearoa, New Zealand, ay bibigyan natin ng daan ang ating makakausap, makakapanayam, isang estudyante mula po sa Ashburton College. Siya po ay si Lia Del Rosario. Okay, pasok natin sa stream. Si Liana o si Lia Del Rosario. Hi, Lia.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. At si Lia po, ay she came to Aotearoa when she was 3 years old. So medyo limited na kanyang ano to yung sa Tagalog, no? Parang yung aking youngest, Lia, he was 2 years old when he came here and he's turning 18. So talaga hindi na niya. Pag nagagalit ako, naiintindihan daw niya. Parang ganun ka rin ba?
Opo.
Okay. Welcome to the program, Lia. So you are a year 13 student sa Ashburton College?
Yes.
And just to put into context, no, taga saan kayo sa Pilipinas, your family?
Mom's from Bulacan and then dad's from Iloilo, but we were like mostly based sa Bulacan.
In Bulacan, okay. Do you know which town or city in Bulacan?
Mekawayan.
Mekaw, also very near Metro Manila. And I understand offline you mentioned that you went back to the Philippines in 2023. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about how was it when you know, maybe I don't know how many years before that, but in 2023, how was your visit to the Philippines?
When we went in 2023, I think it was like 10 years since we last went back. So I didn't remember much, but it was, you know, it was hot and it was very different to how like it is here. So it was like a bit of a awakening, I guess.
And did you just stay in Bulacan or you went in other parts of the Philippines?
We went to Boracay. I went with my kuya. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then sa Bacolod as well to see dad.
Okay, nice. So so here in New Zealand, so you practically grew up and now you're a graduating high school student in Ashburton College. And the reason why I got to know about you is when I saw a post, you're being interviewed by your school principal. Tell us a bit about that. What was the occasion? Why was he interviewing you?
I went to the Rotary National Science and Technology Forum, and that's in Auckland, and it's it lasts like 2 weeks, and it's about 168 other kids who are like very into science and just want to have like a career in science in the future, and it just kind of like enhances our skills and what we want to like do in the future.
So he was like interviewing you, asking you about whereabouts in Auckland did you go for the 2 weeks?
We stayed at one of the halls there. We stayed at the Towers Hall, and then from there each day we would go to different like lectures. Like we went to the University of Auckland and then the University of Technology as well, and then we went to the Massey campus in Auckland as well.
So how did you get to be placed in that like in that group? Was there a competition or did you submit a proposal or a research?
One of the science teachers at school like emailed me and a bunch of people like telling us about it. I think she emailed about like 10 people, but only 3 of us ended up applying because the application process was like a lot of work and they didn't really want to do it, but 3 of us did, and then we all ended up getting in.
Oh wow. And off air, you were saying you are like going towards, I mean, you're thinking of a biological or biomedical science program when you finish high school and you go to university, either in the South Island, in Otago, or up here in Auckland. Am I correct with that? Something science or biological science?
I just always wanted to be like a doctor, and if I do biomedical science, I can, that's one way I can be one as well.
So biology is one of your top subjects in when you were in year 12 and now year 13.
Yeah, I did pretty well in biology, but it wasn't my favorite, but it's still really interesting.
Why was it not your favorite?
It's a lot of writing and a lot of remembering, so it's still fun, but it's not like my favorite one.
Okay, so what's your favorite subject now that you're in year 13?
I really like chemistry. Chemistry is my favorite science that I do, yeah.
What is it in chemistry that you like?
I think it's just fun to learn about the different formulas and like how things react, and when you do the exam, it's you get the same like scaffold to answer, where like with biology you kind of have to like make it up as you go, kind of.
When I was in high school, chemistry was my downfall. I was like, biology was I'm all right, and physics. In the Philippines, I think back then chemistry was in second year, biology was third year, and physics were when we were graduating. So your career path, aside from those subjects, you also are involved in extracurricular activities in your college?
I'm a house captain, so I do a lot of work around that, and it takes up a lot of time as well.
So when you say house captain, it's just like the house prefect, is it like that? How big is Ashburton College? I mean, in terms of student population.
There's about, I think, 1400 students.
Wow, that's a big school. Because I teach in Otahuhu College here in South Auckland, and we're just around 1100 or 1200. Are there many Filipino students in Ashburton?
Yeah, there's quite a lot, but it's really scattered throughout the different year groups. But I feel like when you're Filipino, you kind of just like learn to know each other.
And in Ashburton, there's only one high school, or is there another high school in your place?
There's two other ones. There's the Christian school, but that one's really small, so there's not that many people. And then there's Hut, and that one's like 20 minutes away, so it's mostly for people that live in Methven.
I think in 2021, I think I was able to visit Ashburton because I was at the University of Canterbury for a conference, and after I presented my paper, I went to Ashburton because my friends live there. It's a beautiful part of New Zealand. It's rural, it's a small city, small town. And I guess, as you said, being Filipino, you will be knowing you will know almost every Filipino student of your age, whether they are in your school or in another school. Is there a Filipino club in your college?
Not really. Most of the Filipinos can like hang out. They hang out in like one classroom and then just talk there. But other than that, there's not really a club or anything.
Are there Filipino teachers in Ashburton College?
There's a few, but they're mostly like relievers, or like they have like they don't teach many of the big classes or the year 13 ones. They mostly teach like younger years.
Oh, so they're in the junior school. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And in your graduating class, in your senior class, are there Filipinos? How many Filipinos are finishing in Ashburton College?
I'd say there's maybe like a good like 12 of us. Maybe
that's
a bit
a
more.
Good number.
Maybe 15, 20. Yeah.
That's a good number. Earlier, you said you finished work at 4:30. What is it you do when, you know, I think you're working a couple of days after school, although it's school holidays now. What is it you do, Leah?
Oh, I work at Kmart, so I just do stuff.
Okay. Yeah. You know, for our listeners and viewers who are not from Aotearoa, New Zealand, most of our youth, you know, our youngsters, our teenagers, when they reach a certain age, they would like to work while they're studying. You know, my daughter worked in a clothing store. My second son was, what's this? In pack and save, like, you know, those fruit section. And it, I think it's it will help you gain the confidence, and then the, of course you have a little bit of spending money, but every time I ask students why are they working, it's their sense of you know, they're beginning to get that sense of independence, you know, to be and to manage their funds. Am I correct in your instance, Leah?
Yeah, I got a job because I like to spend a lot of money, and mom and dad really like that.
Just like any mom and dad.
I feel like having a job also teaches you like time management and like just how to socialize with other people. So that's like another bonus as well. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Yeah. And have you been working in Kmart for quite some time?
I've been working there for maybe a year and a half.
And that was your first job?
No, I worked at the deli at New World before, and I worked there for a year.
Deli. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I understand when I was in Ashburton, and it was a Saturday, so there was we attended the mass because my friends were part of the Filipino choir. I don't know, it was it St. Augustine or something? I forgot. But after that, they gathered together, and they were telling me that normally the Filipinos will gather in one house, they bring food and share. And is it still happening now with the Filipino community in Ashburton?
There's many like different like groups within the Filipino like community. So, mm-hmm. But like when there are like big things happening, we always like do include each other and always invite one another for like food and just like a nice job.
Now in the town, in Ashburton, is there any time or any way wherein there is a big Filipino gathering wherein Filipinos gather for Independence Day, for example, or for Christmas, or does it happen in Ashburton?
Not really. It's not really like made just for the Filipinos, but sometimes when there's like different events for like Christmas or stuff like that, we all just end up being there anyway and just like seeing each other.
Yeah, so you know, you're now in year 13 finishing, so Monday we're all going back to school, but it will be a shorter term. First term was 11 weeks, so this one is nine weeks only, but it's the winter months, you know, and that's when you know, I suppose in Ashburton it will be colder than up here in Auckland. Is there like anything that happens during winter in your school, like any activity or events that happens?
Not really, like other than just like school cultural things, we like try to keep them fun. We have like lip sync and stuff like that, and that's always fun. And then we have the ball as well.
Oh, yes. Is that something you're looking forward to, the seniors ball, the graduation ball?
The ball is always fun, but it's just a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, and I've noticed that, well, in our college, normally it's the year 12s and 13s, they are, the 12s are already there for the ball, and I feel like it should be just you guys, you know, the seniors, because it's their final last year. And so later this year, you'll be sitting for your NCAA exams. You have to have your credits. Are you like online with your credits? Like you need X number of credits to finish high school to get into these programs? Are you in, you know, online with that or in line with your credits?
I try to be. I know that I'm definitely gonna like pass this year, but if you want to do the biomedical science at Auckland, you need a certain, you need like a rank score, a minimum rank score. And I think, oh, I'm not too sure what it is, but it seems pretty hard to get. So hopefully I can reach that if I want to go to Auckland next
year. Oh, yes. So you're looking at the University of Auckland and Otago University. These are two universities that offer the medical science programs. And yeah. I wish you all the best, Liana. What would be your message to students, you know, especially migrant students here in New Zealand? How should you guys be looking at your studies or for the future? What would be your sort of, not really message, but just something that, like food for thought?
I'd say to just like always try your hardest, because sometimes when you don't, it can get like really sad. But just know that when you try your best at something, like that's like all you can do sometimes. And that's like enough half the time. So like, just don't stress too much, because it'll be a lot worse for you if you start stressing.
All right. So I know Ashburton, because I think it's 30 minutes or 40 minutes away from Christchurch, is it? I'm not really sure. But I wish you all the best, Leah. And I will be in Christchurch on the 17th of May, because I'm documenting the Musa Echo fashion show. So it will be on the 17th of May. And I'm going to meet some of our teachers the following day on the 18th. But hopefully, you know, if we don't see each other there, then if you come to Auckland and study at the university, so we'll have a catch up. And then I wish you all the best in everything that you're doing. And good luck, Leah, and enjoy year 13. It's the best time. It's the best year in high school. When you get to uni, it's like, you know, it's already like studies. Uni is also good, but enjoy high school. So thank you so much, Leah. And regards to your mom, because I reached out to her. I said, okay, can I? And so she said that she will inform me. And so we are here. So maraming salamat. Ha? Maraming salamat. At nice ko rin magpasalamat sa ating mga tagapanood, tagapakinig, dahil pinayagan nyo kami ni Leah Del Rosario mula sa Ashburton. Pumasok sa iyong tahanan, sa iyong mga puso sa mga panahon nito. Maraming salamat. Thank you. Take care and God bless. Goodbye for now.
Kahit anong gawin ko'y hindi mabalik, at dating kasiyahan.
kaya sabi mo, di na kita mahal. Makakalano lang may kumahal. Kumahal lang ako sa buhay mo. Di na kita mahal. Makakalano lang may kapal. At sarano na ang puso ko.
Ngayong malaya na,
malaya na
ko sa'yo,
ko sa'yo.
Tutong mahalin sarili ko. At nang
sabi mo, di na kita mahal.
Di na kita mahal.
Baka gano'n ang may kapal.
Baka gano'n may kumahal.
Dami-dami ng aking minahal, panandalian lamang at ilan ang nagtagal. Iisa pa lamang ang binabalikan, alaala ng kahapong pinabayaan. Sa dinami-dami ng aking nakapiling, kung sino-sino ang ibig sa akin, iisa pa lamang ang inaasam-asam. Ang nakalipas di maaaring balikan. At kahit iba na ang minamahal mo, kung sino man ang siyang may-ari ng iyong puso, ang bawat pangalan, kalaro, kaibigan, iisa pa lamang ang minahal ko ng ganito. Saan dinami-dami ng aking nakapiling, kung sino-sino ang umibig sa akin, isa pa lamang ang inaasam-asam. Ang nakalipas,
di maaaring balikan. At kahit iba na ang minamahal mo, kung sino man ang siyang may-ari ng iyong puso, ang bawat pangalan, kalaro, kaibigan, iisa pa lamang ang minahal ko ng ganito. At kahit iba na ang minamahal mo, kung sino man ang siyang may-ari ng iyong puso, ang bawat pangalan, kalaro, kaibigan, iisa pa lamang, isa pa lamang, isa pa lamang ang minahal ko ng ganito.
Kapanahunan na naman special sa kung saan. Kabilugan ng buwan at ang hangin ay may kalamigan. Aakapin kita, mahal ko sa buong magdama. Pagmamahalan lang naman ang mararanasan. Sa sariling mundong tayo lang ang may alam. Kabilugan ng buwan at ang hangin ay may kalamig.
Nawawala ang puso. Hair buhay ay sadyang ganyan. May kahirapan kung minsan, kung may uno sa iyong buhay, humawa ka sa aking kamay. Ako'y handang mag-alay kahit yaring buhay. Kailanman kaibigan, ito'y tandaan. Basta't manalig ka, hindi ka iiwan. Kailanman kaibigan, ito'y tandaan. Basta't manalig ka,
kilala kita.
Eh kaya nga di ako sumurrender, ano man ang sinasabi nila.
Pagkat sa'yo natagpuan ang pinagait sa akin,
at sa'yo naramdaman ang di ko akalain. Ipaglalaban ko
na 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 na. Wala na kong pake, basta bahala na. Pinsasa ng drama,
ikaw yung action star na leading man.
Parang pelikula pag tayo nagsama, ang humetra di pagbibigyan. Pagkat sa'yo natagpuan ang pinagkait sa akin.
Oh, at sa'yo naramdaman ang di ko akalain. Ipaglalaban ko
na 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 na. Basta bahala na.
Na 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 na. Ang love ko lang kasi minamahal kita.
Kahit pa sabihin na
sa'kin di ka
itinarhana. Na 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 na. Mahal kita kasi kaya bahala na.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.